The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is supported in part by the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and listeners like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Yes, this is the program, and we call it The Piano Matters. It's in its sixth year, and I've programmed literally hundreds upon hundreds of wonderful small works or movements from the glorious literature of the piano, not to mention those amazing people who keep the literature alive, the players themselves. And on this program, I have many delights, a bouquet of delights from Kabalevsky to Villa-Lobos. I'm reading, for at least the third or fourth time, Sketch for a Self-Portrait by the great painting attributor and connoisseur Bernard Berenson. Yesterday at the Long Island Museum, I was telling the pianist novelist Jack Cole about the Berenson book, and Cole has quite a piano novel that he's written called The Iron String. I think he was interviewed by Rachel Katz on that book. Anyway, the Berenson book is of such wit and wisdom, and he says that after World War II, how can we hope to empty our leisure better than in enlightened and humanizing talk? Well, do we talk much anymore? It's rare, for me at least, to talk to somebody without a cell phone in their hand or on the table. Last night, I had a dream that I was figuring out the world's problems, very intensely talking to George Washington. We had some good ideas to help us all. And then my cell phone rang, I awoke, and I forgot what George Washington told me, our dear first and best president, and he was telling me how to cure the evils of the world. Let's open the Piano Matters with the beloved Arthur Rubinstein playing not his Barcarolle No. 3, but by Anton Rubinstein. Rubinstein, 1829, 1894, and after Liszt, the most written about piano virtuoso of the 19th century. Thank you. Arthur Rubinstein playing Anton Rubinstein's Barcarolle No. 3, and of course he played it beautifully. We should hear more of Anton Rubinstein. He was a fine melodist. Genius comes in the cradle, but with pitiless industry and discipline, others can acquire it to some degree. Yes, a genius is born, but they usually work even harder than the talented. Look at Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, Picasso, Matisse, Shakespeare. They worked unremittingly and never stopped. So I think the genius almost impels harder work than usual. Marco Rizzo was a real star of the New York scene, Cuban pianist, and we're going to hear him play Music Box by Ernesto Lecuona, 1895-1963. Lecuona's Music Box, did you like it? Played very well by Marco Rizzo. This is The Piano Matters, I'm David Dubal, and you know I'm glad to be with you. I have a treat, the magnificent slow movement of Ravel's Piano Concerto, the sumptuously lyric second movement. It's the left-hand concerto and Ravel's G major concerto that we're going to hear that were his last works. The soloist is Philip Folk, F-O-W-K-E. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. I hear he's extremely busy, though, as a pianist. Serge Baudo directing the London Philharmonic in the Ravel Concerto's exquisite slow movement. Thank you. Philip Folk is the soloist, and you heard the London Philharmonic under the direction of Serge Baudo, and it was the Lento movement, or the slow movement, of Ravel's great G major piano concerto. Bernard Berenson says, "Memory is curious, capricious, incalculable, inexplicable, like all other realities. What is it, memory? Is it a thread? No, I think it's rather a nerve rivulet, conveying what is left over of a vital experience from somewhere in the past to the present instant. What is memory?" Good question. I have a completely unknown piece by Tchaikovsky, who's hardly an unknown composer. It's Opus 40, number 1, and he called it an etude. It's in G major, if you want to know the key. It's now more than 110 years ago since Nadia Reisenberg was born in Russia. She had a tremendous career, taught at Juilliard, and concertized with every great conductor of the day. Let's listen to the Tchaikovsky etude. And so was that little Tchaikovsky etude played by Nadia Reisenberg. Now, get ready for her reading of the 24th prelude, not of Chopin, but in D minor, by Dmitri Kabalevsky. Reisenberg was the first to promote this important set of preludes to American audiences. Pianists should be seriously looking at this cycle. It's now very neglected, and it's an incredible ethnomusicological survey of Russian music. Here is Nadia Reisenberg. Gobolevsky's 24th Prelude in D minor from The Great Cycle by Gobolevsky. I call it great because I really believe in these pieces. You still think this is true? Berenson said, the least advanced of our species have regard for their immediate forebears, and as they get more civilized, they acquire more and more intent in what their clan and tribe and people have been before them. This is The Piano Matter. I'm your host, David Dubal. I have something quite new for you. You may like it, you may dislike it, but tell us. It's by Erwin Schulhoff, Concerto for Piano and Small Orchestra. It's from 1923, so it actually predates The Rhapsody in Blue of Gershwin and other jazz works of the 20s. And for 6 minutes, we'll listen to the third movement, Allegro alla Jazz, Allegro Zingaresca. It's still not known and may never be so. This is a highly original, I think, amalgam of elements composed in Berlin, as I said, in 1923, and he died in 1942. Gunther Schuller, who does so much for 20th century music, conducts the WDR Symphony with Michael Rischi at the piano. Thank you. Erwin Schulhoff Concerto for Piano and Small Orchestra, Michael Rischi soloist with Günther Schiller conducting. I think that was a good novelty for your listening pleasure, or perhaps displeasure. Again, I say, tell us what you feel. Victor Hugo, one of the majesties of romantic poetry, was also, by the way, a painter. In fact, he did everything well. Music, he said, is the vapor of art. It is to poetry what reverie is to thought, what fluid is to liquid, what the ocean of clouds is to the ocean of waves. Let's turn the airwaves over to Mozart, Piano Concerto No. 22, and we're going to listen to the exquisite slow movement. When Mozart premiered his K-482, the audience went mad. They said, again, again, and so Mozart played for the audience of that moment, the second movement again. I have a very interesting performance by Sviatoslav Richter, who is collaborating with the great English composer Benjamin Britten, conducting the English Chamber Orchestra. Sit back, keep out the noise if you can, and join me in this delectable Mozart Andante from the Concerto No. 22.
Thank you.
Ben Britten conducting. What a conductor he was. Also, there's a performance of Schubert's Eighth Symphony, which I absolutely love. And he just conducted the English Chamber Orchestra in Mozart's 22nd Concerto di Andante. Yes, the player was Sviatoslav Richter, and we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth. I have two pieces for you by Brazil's acknowledged great master, Hector Villa-Lobos, 1887-1959. First, a minute piece, just 1 minute in time, called Todo o Mundo Passa, meaning everybody passes by. And the piece is harmless. Listen for a march-like central section. Then we have a Villa-Lobos piece titled Undulando, or Undulating. It's a 1914 work that Villa-Lobos called an etude. And both pieces are played by the Villa-Lobos specialist, Sonia Rubinsky. Thank you. two pieces by Heitor Villa-Lobos played by Sonia Robinski. Where is she? I think in Paris. I haven't seen her in 7 years. I remember her well from my classes at Juilliard, and especially remember a riveting performance of Villa-Lobos' longest piano work dedicated to Arthur Rubinstein and supposed to be a portrait of Arthur Rubinstein, La Ruda Poma, Rough Poem. Villa-Lobos is still not explored enough. So, Sonia, if you are listening, and you should be, get in touch. Sacheverell Sitwell wrote in his book Orpheus and His Lyre, "There has been demonstration of the universal truth by fugue, and it may be that more wisdom is to be found in that than in the religious and religions of all the world together." That was quite a citation, of course. If the rational pleases you, then so will the form of the fugue. Beethoven had two very important pupils. Both of them adored him. He taught them for free, and they were always with him, especially Czerny and Ferdinand Ries, R-I-E-S. Czerny is still known, and his infernal etudes, 1,000 or more of them, have been despised by generations of youngsters, yet they're good medicine for the fingers. But Ries is an unknown commodity as a composer, and on the Piano Matters we bring him to life through the hands of Susan Kagan, pianist, teacher, and writer on music, and a wonderful woman. She gives us the Allegro quasi presto from Ferdinand Ries's sonata in A major, opus 114, composed around 1823, about the time Beethoven composed his last piano sonata.
Thank you.
Well, it is not of the quality of a Beethoven sonata, as we heard, but it is certainly something pleasant to hear, and Susan Kagan played it well. It's the A major sonata, opus 114, so you know that Ferdinand Ries was a prolific composer. Beethoven's faithful pupil. He was born 1784, which means he's born 14 years after the master, and he lives on a little more than a decade. Please don't forget to tune in next week for a new edition of The Piano Matters. I go so far as to say it will be a treat instead of a treatment, just as I hope our station is a treat to you. And to keep it safe, to keep it alive, to keep it thriving, to keep the people alive in it, please, and I beseech you, meaning I ask you earnestly, to give what you can. We will use it well. My beloved Aldous Huxley says, "What is true of painting is equally true of music. Music says things about the world, but in specifically musical terms. Any attempt to reproduce these musical statements, quote, in our own words, unquote, is necessarily doomed to failure. We cannot isolate the truth contained in a piece of music, for it is a beauty truth and inseparable from its partner. The best we can do is to indicate in the most general terms the nature of the musical beauty truth under consideration, and to refer curious truth seekers to the original." This is David Duball. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City. Artistic Director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlists. The Piano Matters is supported in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by listener members like you.